Thanks for tuning in to AbWeb's Audio News Service. I'm Paul Bertarelli, and today we're speaking with Alan Henley, team leader of the Shell Aerobatic Team. Thanks for being with us today, Alan.
I'm glad to be here.
Next week, we've got EAA AirVenture coming up, and the Shell team is one of the featured acts. But the coolest thing, at least for us, is that the team has agreed to let an AbWeb reader ride along on one of the practice sessions early in the week. More on that a little later. But first, Alan, tell us a little bit about the team. How did you get it formed, and how long have you been together?
Well, we've been together since 1985. This is our 24th season on the Shell circuit. And it actually started out just kind of something to do in a way. Steve Gustafson flies left wing now. His dad actually bought the airplane he's flying back in 1960 and started doing air shows after he learned to do aerobatics in it. And back in the late 60s, Merle Gustafson. Anyway, Merle had a pretty good talent for flying a T-6. Well, anyway, at one time, he actually started doing a dual act with a guy named Bob Speed. And anyway, when Steve's dad passed away in October 1984, we were at an air show the next summer, and we got to talking about his dad and some of the things he'd done. And anyway, he mentioned his doing his dual act. Steve and I got talking about it, so let's go and go try and let's go do some of that. It's got to be pretty fun. So anyway, we went out and practiced a few maneuvers and off site at this show. And it was kind of a unique situation. They had these drag boat races at this lake, and we were supposed to do some kind of flying activity, air show, whatever, in between boat races, just to kind of keep the crowd entertained. And anyway, people kind of liked it. 24 years later, here we are.
So you added your brother, Mark Henley, to the act, and also Gene McNeely, correct?
Right.
Why the T-6? We're talking about a 5,600-pound airplane here with a Pratt 1340 hung out in front. Light on the controls doesn't exactly come to mind. So why did you end up in the T-6?
Well, actually, T-6, if you've ever, once you fly one, you realize it's probably one of the best flying airplanes out there. But for the air show business, it's got a lot of good things working for it. One, it's a big airplane. When you go to an air show, if the airplane is just a little speck in the sky, that's just not a lot of entertainment value there. But, the T-6 is big, it's loud, it blows a lot of smoke, it tends to satisfy all the senses. And just a good airplane in that respect. And then for the team thing, it's a big enough airplane that, when you're doing formation aerobatics, people can kind of see and sense more what you're doing because of the size of the airplane, and also the fact that we can fly on the 500-foot line, which we actually fly out a little bit further than some of the little airplanes, just because the airplane is so big. But being on the 500-foot line, you can really, when you come downhill, you can really give the audience a sense of going really fast.
Is the show structured in any way to accommodate the T-6 strengths and weaknesses?
Well, yeah, because, we're doing pretty well about all you can do with the airplane. It's not a hot rod airplane. It's actually, if you kind of go back and crunch the numbers on it, the airplane's actually big and heavy and underpowered. And so we have to use gravity quite a bit to build up the energies. Because we're flying formation, we have to do a lot of things different than you would if you're just out doing solo aerobatics in a T-6. You can do a loop and a roll, at 160 miles an hour if you're out there by yourself. And you can do that all day long. But having an airplane out on your wing, as you come over the top of the loop, if you're, just floating or weightless, you don't have a whole lot of control authority in a weightless situation. In order for the wingman to have the ability to move in or out, or up and down or whatever, in those instances, if you started getting closure at the top of a loop and you don't have any control input left, you could float and bump into each other. So you've got to be able to have control authority. And so we enter the maneuvers at a lot faster speed than what you would normally enter a maneuver in a solo maneuver so that we carry a lot of energy and speed over the top of the maneuver so we've got controllability at all times.
I've seen the show at Oshkosh. Do you do your standard show at Oshkosh, or is it a custom routine for Oshkosh?
Yeah, we had to change our routine because the rules changed. You know, we used to be able to do some head-on maneuvers and things like that. We did a switchblade and a well. Anyway, when after the French team put a couple airplanes in a crowd, they said, you know, no energy at the spectator area, and so we had to. In fact, the year that all that rule stuff came out, we got to Oshkosh, and they said, you know, y'all can't do that up here.
Let's talk about the practice session. We're going to put a Lucky AvWeb reader in one of your seats for the Monday morning session. What can he or she expect?
Well, what we'll do is go out and we'll, brief, quickly brief, and then we'll go and take off in formation and go out and do some, just do a few maneuvers and just kind of give them a good, kind of a Reader's Digest version of what we do in the show. It's a unique opportunity. Most people, a lot of people have flown in this world, but very few people have flown close to another airplane. And that's, it's hard for some people to grasp the fact that there's another airplane sitting there, 6-8 feet away.
Well, I should say at this point, if you'd like to be that lucky reader, log on to AvWeb's homepage and click the link in the upper right portion of the news section, and you can read all about it. Last, Alan, a little plug for the team. The website is www.naat.net, correct?
Right.
All right. Well, thanks very much for being with us, Alan.
All right. Very good.
See you at the show. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb's Audio News Service. Thanks for listening.